Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We believe that that contact and that interaction went across the line. It went past just doing your job as a journalist.
For more, we're joined live in studio by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer. Phil, journalists get stuff from sources all the time.
Right. But what the police chief is alleging and what they're investigating is getting something from a source all the time is very common. People leaking things is very common. But what he is alleging is that this went a step further. What it was that the freelancer found out that stations or people were willing to pay for this report and then went to somebody inside the police department and said, hey, we can get money for this report if we do this.
Okay,
if you do this, if you steal this report, if you leak this report, we can get money for it and I'll split it with you.
Okay.
Carmody's denying that, saying, no, that didn't happen. So that's what the chief is saying across the line. This wasn't a leak. This was somebody going in there and jackhammering something to get it.
Well, and if that's true, then the chief has a felon working in the police department, right?
That would be right, right.
Yeah. This is not just, did somebody violate
absolutely.
The rules?
And that's what they're saying is the elevation of this is we need to find out who did that within the department and how it went and how it stopped and how to stop it. So, yes, Stan, this is looking right at the department and saying, this somebody in there was doing something for money, and that crosses the line of a leak.
I mean, that's if that's the case, Phil, this is among the most explosive police cases. We've been around a long time. Fajita, you could tell that's bad behavior. If you've got somebody in the police department conspiring to sell police documents, that's huge.
It is. It is. And that's what there's now, whether they can prove it, whether it actually happened, remains to be seen, because some of this is conjecture. Some of this is figuring things out and all of it's being denied. But it also, I was at the press conference yesterday where it came out and he was talking about this. But half the press conference was having him say, look, we're reviewing, because you have that situation, if that is the case. But then you have, OK, why did you use a sledgehammer on the guy's door? Why did you cuff him and put him on? For hours. Why did you, in other words, everything seems to be, let's put it on, half-assed backwards, okay? And not the least of which is the police department explaining itself. Rather than saying from the get-go, this is what it is, they didn't say anything. Rather than say from the get-go, it became the raid versus the reason for the raid. Now, hey, guys, work it out whenever you can. All I say to the chief is, welcome to San Francisco. You know, you came from L.A. where it's one kind of show. This is the circus. And eventually, every police chief finds themselves with that "are you kidding me" moment, where everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong, and where something that should have started as one thing winds up a huge other thing. Like I tell them, it's your cat in the hat moment, where you walk in and one problem becomes a complete nightmare, and nobody does it better than San Francisco.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.